You're listening to the No Big Deal Podcast.
Welcome to another episode of the No Big Deal Podcast. I am one of your hosts, No Name Kane.
Bear the Terror.
Wireless Freak.
Hell yeah. Welcome to episode 102. Don't have a topic yet for it yet, but this is episode 102. We have a variety of topics to go over.
A cornucopia.
The topic is that thing I sent you. Did you see that where it was like the...
you sent so much stuff I don't even know.
Okay. It was the one where the mechanic doesn't know how to spell shit. So like the drawer said missile anus.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
And then what was the other one? It was like Allen wrench.
Yeah.
Are these on Instagram?
Yeah, yeah, it was. Nice. But it was funny. So he sent it missile and then anus. And that was miscellaneous.
That was good. That was a real good one, actually.
The public schools have let us down.
In all fairness, I mean, that's probably pretty close to how I would spell it.
That's true.
Think about it. I mean, if you were to spell it how it sounds, it's not far off.
Miscellaneous?
Yeah.
There's a couple anies in the anus.
Yeah.
I know. I'm just saying it's close. I mean, you know.
How close?
It's almost like, I don't know if you guys have trouble. I have trouble spelling schedule.
Schedule.
Yeah, I always get the E. I always forget it.
The C.
The C. It's
no, S-C-H. The C is fine. It's S-C-H-D-U-L is usually where I go.
Instead of the E?
Yeah. What word is there ever HD? There's always something in between.
High definition.
So that's true. I don't know if it's more of like in my head I misspell it or it's a typing thing. You know how some words you know how to spell and you could write?
Yeah.
But when you're typing and the fingers are flowing, you always miss that character.
Fingers are flowing. Yep.
Yeah. Finger blasting that keyboard.
Yeah, and you're like,
G.
Gotta work on the trigger finger.
Dang. Fuck. It's that paintball, professional paintball coming back right there.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
The Orgeville finger flick or whatever he calls it.
Clear like finger touch. Clear like
that's for fishing, but I mean, it works for multiple applications.
Let's not go down the list today.
Yep.
Fuck, I like it. Jesus. Well, it's been like, what, a month? 2 months?
Pre-Christmas.
Yeah, oh, pre-Christmas.
How was everybody's Christmas? Let's catch up. I mean, we're only like almost done with January.
I'm not sure. I mean, I celebrated Hanukkah and stuff, but not
so good. Okay. Eight crazy nights.
just kidding.
Let's go around the table. What'd you guys get?
Pretty cool thing I got was a awesome sweet food saver.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yep.
That's
sucking
cool.
The air out of shit.
Damn straight.
Those are good if you have a sous vide cooker.
Don't have one of those yet. At one point I will, though.
Yeah, their sous vide is awesome.
I've seen that on like the cooking shows where it like cooks shit in like 4 minutes instead of 40.
No. Sous vide is the opposite. It's like longer, but it's at lower temp.
I was thinking of the hot water bath.
What sous vide is.
Yeah, it cooks it like hella fast. I was having the cooking shows. They like put it in like the food saver bags, and then they put in the boiling water. It's boiling at like 400 degrees, it looks like. It's just pure rumble and boil.
Oh, you don't want to boil like that. You want to typically go slower, and then basically, you're cooking the insides, and then you put it like in a broiler or on the grill, and you sear the outsides of like a steak.
Then I don't know what it is, but you know what I'm talking about on the cooking shows? They have those things,
it's a pressure cooker. You're thinking of a pressure cooker.
Well, no, because that's usually in like a pot. This is like in like a thing that looks like a crock pot with a clear top on it that they just lift, put the...
That's like an air fryer? Not an air fryer.
No, but then it's like boiling water inside of the food saver bag, and they just throw it in there, and it like...
No idea.
And it's supposed to tenderize it at the same time.
They set it and forget it?
I don't know.
Okay. So this is going to freak Miss Bear out, but you can actually take chicken and cook it at like 160 degrees. Mm-hmm. And if you cook it for a longer amount of time, it kills all the bacteria at a lower temperature. So you can eat chicken that's actually pink.
Visually, I don't know if I could do that.
But that's the thing with sous vide is you cook it at a lower temperature for a longer time and it still kills the bacteria. The only reason like they say like poultry's 200 or whatever and steak's 160 or whatever is because at that temperature, it kills the bacteria and stuff immediately. It doesn't have to be that temperature if you cook it for longer at that temperature.
Or freeze it.
Don't want any of that salmonella. Fuck no, that.
Or the brain worms from pork.
Hell no.
That would suck.
Nothing. Yeah.
Brainworms got him mid-thigh.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking of...
it's all up in them.
You ever see those like worms and shit that come out of bears and shit? Like giant fucking worms. And you're like, right after you kill it and you're like gutting it.
Out of their butts?
I've never killed a bear and seen...
I gutted it.
Yeah.
Bears are disgusting, but those are the worms I'm thinking of.
Wait, what? Or what about did you see this?
Online.
Oh.
Or what about like...
Was this after the UFO sighting?
No. What about the worms other parts of the country? Where like you'll see like a kid and it looks like a tumor on the side of his head, but it's just a giant worm in his eye and shit.
What?
Oh, you ever see those?
No.
Look them up sometime.
I don't know if I ever
watched. What website are you going to see this kind of stuff?
I don't know.
Your internet's supposed to be locked down and you're getting out to see this kind of crap?
I told you, I can look at more shit at work than I can at home.
Why is your stuff locked down at home?
I don't know. It's all on default.
Oh.
I can't even look at guns at home.
Well, just fix it.
I could. I don't know. I haven't.
Jeez Louise.
At work, though, I could look it up all day.
Hey, check out this video. Look at this. It's a worm in his eye.
There's a 3-foot worm coming out of this bear's butt.
Oh, my God. That would be sick.
Well, you know what got me the other day at work was my Google searches.
Oh yeah.
What happened here?
So we're upstairs talking to a vendor. We're like, yeah, you know, mountain lions attack. I think we're talking about a load, which spun into mountain lion attacks.
Oh, heck yeah.
And so we're like, you know, a lady got eaten by a mountain lion in California. I'm recovering from being sick. So a lady got eaten by a cougar in California. So I typed into Google, cougar eats a woman in California or Auburn area.
Oh, yeah.
And every search was like, cougar.
A lot of 40-year-olds showed up.
Milf's pussy. Like
now we're talking.
All these searches come up.
Yeah. A lot of plus 40s.
You didn't have that safe search on.
Oh, dude. I was like, close.
Well, here's
and the vendor just starts laughing. I was like, I didn't click on any of them.
Here's the best thing. He tried to bamboozle me. He asked me to do the same search on the same words on mine. It didn't show up. It was real articles.
I was pissed.
You actually found the article you wanted to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was on the Auburn Gazelle.
I must have misspelled something or something.
Cougar with a E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cougars. That's what it was. It's plural.
Yeah. That's true. Like, it's very common for one cougar to eat a woman, but cougars.
Yeah. They ain't no pack animals.
There's not enough room down there for multiple cougars.
Yeah, you got to attack from multiple vectors.
I saw that as a quick little headline, though, today, too, on the cougar attack. 3-year-old boy in California was attacked by a cougar, and the dad threw a backpack at it.
Yeah.
And then the damn thing was wearing a backpack up in the tree.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. That was awesome.
So did he get his backpack back?
Unfortunately, they euthanized the damn
mountain lion. They just killed 3 mountain lions in Arizona because they found them eating human remains.
Oh, they were just talking about that today.
We were talking about it today.
3 of them.
Fucking shoot them. So I may or may not know someone that...
Who's illegally poached.
Yeah. So no.
And there were giant worms in its butt.
No, wasn't an illegal poach. It was... on its back, pretty much. Like, it was
self-defense.
Yes, but worst thing is, even in self-defense, it's, you know,
wait,
it's
when the cougar's on its back doesn't mean it's self-defense.
Yeah. It was just trying to play with him and he's like, boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. Yeah. But what happened was, it ended up having a tracker.
Oh,
had a collar, so he didn't want to be caught
get
with
out
that.
Of there. He 100% fucking booked it, didn't he?
Yep,
dude. He should have reported it and been like, "This thing attacked me. I was scared."
And
I
it was in the middle it. Of the night and everything, but it was just one of those things where he just panicked.
It's one of those things. If you make the call, they're not going to bust you if you're like turning yourself in.
Yeah.
Now, if you get caught leaving the scene, you're fucking screwed.
Unless you like, So I do know someone, and it was just like, I don't know, a weird situation. But yeah, they were walking in the woods at night.
Oh, multiple.
It was multiple people.
Was one
It's weird that a cougar attacked multiple people.
Well, it was over a perch overlooking them, and they couldn't take the risk.
Was one rocking a 45?
Why didn't they go the other way?
They were right underneath it.
Oh.
So shot up at it and blew its brains out from the bottom up.
Was one rocking a 45 and the other a 357?
No.
And high on that Captain and Coke?
That's a great mixture, but no, definitely wasn't me.
fucking cougar.
That's pretty crazy though. I mean, back on the Alone topic, watching that TV show. I don't know if our listeners have watched any episodes of Alone. If you haven't, check it out on Hulu, on Prime, on History Channel.
The premise is these guys get 10 items of their choice and then a few items given to them. And 10 of them have to go out into Vancouver Island or anywhere, like remote, and they have to live for as long as they can off the land and the items they brought.
It's pretty crazy. And they talk about like Vancouver Island having the largest population of mountain lions.
And Bach bear.
Yeah, and it's crazy, man. I don't know if what I'd do if I came across
the bears.
Bears or lions.
I think I'd be more okay with the bears for sure. The mountain lions would be trippy.
Well, because you won't even know them.
Exactly. They're there. Nope. Or like when the guy walked into the den or by the den.
Oh,
nope.
With the bear? The bear den? Yeah.
Okay, the trippiest thing I saw, I think it was either season 2 or season 3, Carly. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
She's out like on the beach. She's like, I'm going to sleep outside under the stars tonight.
Yeah.
So she laid out her bag right there in the middle of the sand.
Yeah.
She looks over. She's like, there's a cougar watching me right there. So she flashes light on
it. Oh, they have pumas.
Where was she?
They were in Patagonia.
She was in Patagonia?
Yeah. Okay. So pumas.
But pumas and cougars are kind of the same strain.
Very much.
Oh, 100%.
So she's like, oh, look, there's a puma. And then she's like, Well, I saw it, so it knows it saw me. I'm going to go back to sleep.
And just hell no.
Turns over and goes to bed right there.
Yeah, she's the wild one.
She was badass. Well,
she got bit by the fucking spiders or whatever.
No, that was
the other one. That made the awesome tiki fort.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah, that was...
She could have gone all the way, though. She was pretty good.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, Carly came back in another season.
We'll watch that one now.
She got screwed.
She kind of got jacked.
Well, they pulled her out because she wasn't eating enough.
No, in the next season.
Oh, I haven't seen that one yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but I love that show. I mean, it's great.
It's good. We're on season 6.
I still haven't gotten season 6. I'm done with season 5, but haven't started season 6.
We watched one episode, and then we went on to fucking The Expanse, and it's been rough.
Give up
on The Expanse.
I was going to say, I gave that probably about a solid 20 minutes, and I turned it off.
We're probably like 6 episodes in.
Oh my God. How'd you get past that first one?
Played a lot of games on my phone while it was on.
That's what I found myself doing. And I was like, if I'm spending more time on my phone.
Yeah, it's not worth the time.
Yeah.
They don't introduce any of the conflict, any of the characters, the reasoning, what happened. None of that is explored. If you give me that in the first, give me a 2-hour first episode and explain all that, I would have been in.
And you're watching this because Miss Bear wants to watch it?
That I don't know if someone at her work watches it, but it's got critically acclaimed reviews, right? So it's like
it does have really good reviews.
Let's give it a shot.
I don't see how. I guess I gotta watch a little more than just 20 minutes.
I don't know. Maybe skip to season 2 because we're on season 2. I forgot. It's terrible.
I've gotten to season 4.
Oh, so you watched 1 to 4?
All right. I mean, it's just slow. It's slow. It's like watching Battlestar Galactica. Okay.
That's exactly what it is.
I can't get first through like a season of Battlestar Galactica.
But the thing for me is there's just no like, I don't know anything that's going on. You hardly remember the names. The only thing I keep thinking to myself watching the show is how the fuck was this dude the Punisher? He looks terrible.
What?
The OG original Punisher?
No, not the comic book guy. This has nothing to do with the comic
book.
He's
the original movie. He was the Punisher.
Wait. They crossed over The Expanse to The Punisher?
No, just the actor. It's the same guy. I'm just like, he looks terrible in the show.
Well, he's pretty bad.
I know.
He was pretty bad in Punisher too, dude.
Because there's
at least he was fit.
So there's these there's these Martian guys, right? They're like don't grow up on Earth, so they've never seen the gravity of Earth.
They're called Belters.
Yeah, so they're like super skinny and don't have a lot of muscles.
Oh. And all their muscles like are all deformed, so they take supplements and shit the best they can. And there's like lack of nutrients in space, so they're all like Justin said.
So you like the Punisher because of how fit he was? Did I hear correctly?
No.
Those glutes? My God.
I'm just saying he played like a
put
badass.
Put a set of leather pants on that?
Oh, my God. And then when the guy came in with the fucking...
The skull.
And then when he had the piercings through his lips, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, man.
No, it just looks way different. It's like hard to believe that that's him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's the Punisher.
That punishment's coming.
Yeah. Oh, Punisher.
And then I don't know what the hell's going on Earth. It makes zero sense, but whatever. It's just a weird show.
Another sci-fi thing. I like
it. Yeah. I think we're going to switch it up to something else. I thought about maybe swapping over to Westworld. I'm not sure yet.
Oh, if you do that. Mine will be blown.
Okay, we watched the first season of Westworld.
Yeah.
If I got to see that fucking thing fall off the horse at the beginning of that thing again.
Yeah.
Do they get rid of that in the second season?
Yes. Is it just the intro?
We understand that it replays every time, over and over. We don't need to see it every time.
Third season's coming out in March, just so be prepared.
Well, that's why I was thinking about maybe us watching it. I don't know.
You should. You should definitely watch the first season.
And Ozark's coming out.
Oh, fucking love Ozark.
Phenomenal. So I'm thinking about picking up some HBO shows that we've fallen behind on.
Another Jason Bateman, shout out Ozark. Another one that he just directed on HBO. Phenomenal. What the hell was it?
The Outsider?
The Outsider, thank you.
I haven't watched it. I don't even know the premise.
So it's based off a Stephen King novel, and he's directed all the episodes. He's in a couple of the episodes, or most of the episodes, shall I guess, because they've only come out with 3 episodes.
It's long ass episodes.
They're about 45. Yeah, typical HBO. I think like 53 minutes, almost an hour. But dude, it's pretty trippy. It's real trippy, actually.
Speaking of Stephen King, if anyone loves The Shining, go see Dr. Sleep or buy it. One of the best movies I've ever seen.
Oh,
phenomenal movie! Especially if you like Ewan McGregor, sells the part perfectly.
I hope he's better in that than freaking what he looks like in Birds of Prey.
Okay, that's not fair because Birds of Prey looks like pure hot trash, dude. It looks fucking terrible.
Birds of Prey looks garbage.
The only reason they think they're going to sell that is fucking Maggie Robbie. Whatever her name is. Maggie Robbie,
yeah.
Is Ewan McGregor Obi-Wan?
Yeah.
Yes.
I heard he's not doing that show now.
I don't know. I'm hearing both. I heard that same thing, too. I've been doing some research online. It's people maybe leaking info, maybe bad info. It's going back and forth.
Dude, they got a lot to live up for. The Mandalorian is off the rails good.
It was very, very good.
That last episode, to me, is one of the best Star Wars stuff.
Spoilers may be coming.
Yeah, if you haven't watched any of The Mandalorian,
you suck.
Turn us off now and then tune back in 10 minutes later.
Baby Yoda.
The child.
Badass.
Love him.
Dude, there's nothing that's bad about that show. I really like it.
I do, too. It's good.
Oh, I really like it. I don't know.
Dude, the banter between those stormtroopers in the last episode and like them trying to shoot that thing on the ground and miss it.
Oh, that was hella funny.
Yeah. His ears.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of those guys a famous comedian? I saw online there was like a...
It's that dude you guys listen to on the podcast thing.
Not Bill Burr.
I thought so.
No, he was in episode before.
Bill Burr was the...
One of the
the sharpshooter guy that was for the troopers, and he's like, I wasn't a.
He had that little gun that came out like a second.
Like Johnny Knoxville Men in Black.
Yeah, exactly like that.
No, that show was just so good.
It was good.
Could have had longer episodes.
Yes,
that's true. They should push it to 45 minutes.
But I guess. Filoni and what's the other guy that writes and directs it?
Favre. Something like that. You know who we're talking about.
Say Shenanigans one more time, Favre.
No, definitely not him. If you like Marvel, he's happy.
Well, he also wrote a lot of the Marvel
ones. Swingers, he's in that with Vince Vaughn.
Beautiful Babies.
He's in everything.
He's in a ton of stuff. But that's his...
The Replacements with Keanu Reeves. He's a middle linebacker, SWAT guy.
He is. He's funny as shit.
But Filoni really brings the cred because that guy did all of the Clone Wars, which is also some of the best Star Wars ever written.
I think this was definitely a good
Star Wars year.
But a good thing for Disney to release too first.
In all honesty, they need to pump out like a second or third season though, quick, because within reason, there's nothing else on Disney Plus I want to watch.
There really isn't a single thing that I want to watch on Disney Plus.
There's no originals.
No
yet,
Disney within original. Reason.
Jeff Goldblum is funny. Yeah. You don't like the Jeff Goldblum thing?
It's all right, but that's not like a show that it's going to hook me in, right? Like a good 10-year show.
Whoa, you're going for the long haul, 10-year.
I'm just saying, like, you know, Netflix has a lot of good originals that I really enjoy that I'm like, fuck, season 3, 4, it's real good, you know, and a 5's coming.
The problem, though, is they binge them. They let them all out at once, and you're like, whatever. You watch them in a weekend.
Until Ozark, like, look at we're talking, like, I can't wait for Ozark.
Mindhunter, Ozark. There's some good
Mindhunter's
ones.
Not coming back.
It's coming back. Third season, been renewed.
I heard that Netflix just released the two actors out of their contracts because the director wants to do other stuff. So maybe they're doing a third season, but then it's going to be on hiatus or done.
Oh, boy. Because it blew up this year. Like, the first season took some time, but the second season blew up.
Sherlock.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, there's just, like, a bunch of shows that I like. I know that it's their first season. It's unfair to be super critical to Disney because it just came out, like, 2 months ago.
But, dude, the back catalog on there is phenomenal. But if you don't like Disney movies, then it's not your thing. But
it's more of, like,
they've got every Disney thing since the beginning of time.
They do.
I agree,
they
and
do.
I enjoy that. But how often do I go back? Maybe I go back once a month to go watch one of those things. Is it worth the price?
No. To watch one movie.
It's almost like it would have been better to wait 2 or 3 years, which is kind of sucks, which is hard to do, and then have tons of good original content to watch.
I don't know. I mean, what else are they?
They had to bring it to market.
Oh, 100%. And it's phenomenal. Like, what they did is amazing.
The quality, the interface is good.
Yes.
I'm just ready for more stuff.
Yes, 100%.
Because I'm already done with Mandalorian and I haven't gone back.
They just released something else. High school kid thing.
Yeah, I don't want to watch High School Musical, like a playtime thing. But there's another one,
too. Are they going to do another Even Stevens?
The Child
Press. Oh, my God. If they did that... book me down for 20 more years because I love Even Stevens.
I know.
They're probably on there if it was a Disney
thing. Oh, it's on there. I've already watched season one. It's great. I'm reliving through my childhood.
Do you watch Holes?
They didn't get the rights until...
Yeah, I know. Not until later, but you tried?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yep.
But you know what else is coming back too? Saved by the Bell reunion.
Oh, my God.
Not Disney directly, but...
I don't know.
What's it going to be on? Let me guess. CBS All Access. You got to pay to watch it.
Oh, yeah. They do like... Oh, I don't know. Let me look.
That would be bullshit.
It probably
is. I hate CBS All Access.
Well, isn't that...
It should be free.
It should be free. If you pay for your cable subscription, you should be able to watch the CBS stuff streaming.
Does that go for the same thing with NBC?
No.
No? Just CBS?
CBS is the only one doing it right now that I know of.
Oh.
Well, the NBC streaming is going to hit for Office. NBC Universal or whatever. 2021.
No, I thought HBO X or whatever the fake HBO was that got it.
That one's terrible.
That's stupid.
I think they got Friends.
For HBO X got Friends. NBC's
and maybe Big Bang
pulling The Office for their own streaming service.
Yeah.
Every provider's coming out with their own fucking
5 years, 100 million or something.
No,
or,
it's for Friends.
And then you see Seth MacFarlane's leaving Fox for NBC. They signed him to a deal 5 years, 200 million.
Yeah, but he's still doing the Orville. That he's going to continue that on Fox.
Yeah. That's a huge deal.
The Orville's great.
Well, these writers are just getting crazy deals now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, our boys over there with Game of Thrones, DB. Dude, they got signed like a $200 million contract for...
To do what?
Something with Netflix, I think. Or it was to leave HBO and do something with Netflix.
Oh, I saw that too. They're supposed to be writing a script for something.
Yeah. Fuck. $200 million contract?
I'm not sure. I don't see anything specifically, but it might be on NBC, but I don't know if that's fact.
Well, CBS All Access has got Picard coming out in 2 days, and they're going to be blowing up for that because there's a lot of Star Trek fans waiting for that one. It looks so good, the trailers.
The trailer and the one-liners are perfect timing.
And it was perfect timing for them to put out the trailers and everything during football because it was like a freaking commercial every time it went to commercial was that, and I think it's just blowing up perfect for him.
Yeah, I agree. I hope it's good.
I hope so too. I mean, it's got Picard, Data, number two is coming back, 7 and 9 showing up. It's like crazy the people they're bringing in.
There's a lot of TV shows right now. I don't know how I'm freaking getting time to watch
all
these things.
It's the golden age of TV.
It really is.
I don't know. Although sometimes I sit down and I can't figure out what to watch, though. I'm just like, I can't.
That's actually true.
And I just turn off TV and I'm like, fuck it.
That's why I'm stuck watching.
Yeah.
Stuff is not easy to find. That's the hardest part of TV right now.
Yeah. That's why I'm stuck watching fucking Expanse. It's terrible.
You don't have to watch it?
I know. We'll find some.
There's a lot of stuff on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. There's tons.
Oh, I want to watch the new one called Seabed.
I haven't heard anything about that one.
It's the guys from Top Gear. Instead of cars, they go in a boat, and they gotta like go through like in Vietnam and Laos and stuff on the rivers.
Oh, those on little boats like, or on actual.
One of them's
boats?
Got a fancy boat. One of them's got a
jacked
boat.
Oh my gosh!
It's like the whole Top Gear.
That's
thing
funny.
On the water.
Yeah, because Grand Tour is over.
Yeah, and I watched James May does Japan. That was pretty interesting. That was pretty cool.
That sounds pretty badass. Everything in Japan's better. No big deal.
Oh, geez. Except their nuclear facilities.
Oh, that's true. I mean, Yeah, that's true.
I guess we had a meltdown too.
It's bound to happen. Everyone has.
They said the Japanese one was worse than Chernobyl. Which is crazy.
Yeah. Still can't believe if you haven't seen anybody here. Have you seen Chernobyl yet?
No, I told you. I have a lot of HBO shows to catch up on.
Dude, watch that one.
I'll watch it.
It's a miniseries, so it's not an actual TV show. So you get like five episodes and you're done.
I'll watch it.
Phenomenal.
We started it. My wife couldn't get into it.
Depressing. Very depressing.
Yeah.
It's fucking really depressing.
I don't understand why they have English accents.
Yeah.
But they're in Russia?
But they're Russian.
Yeah. I mean...
No. Maybe they just put together so fast that they couldn't get the accents
One person
down.
At this table can understand them. I mean, that's true. So, I mean, they're just going for, you know...
Oh, he's getting pissed.
Let me get closer. I'm not fucking Russian.
No. Russian... I'd rather listen to British accents as opposed to Russian accents.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yep.
Yes. But it just doesn't feel authentic.
It's true. My gosh.
You know what's blown up? Is I forget the actor's name, but he made a dumb statement that the movie 1917. He got upset because there's a one of the soldiers is Sikh.
Oh, really?
And so he's all like, there wasn't no Sikh individuals in the British Army, and this like organization that like I don't know exactly what they do. I can't remember, but they do something about I don't know, preserving history, something, and they just lit him up with stats about how many British soldiers were actually Sikh and Indian descent, and they broke down all the statistics that like one in every six British soldiers or something like that was Sikh.
Jeez.
The stats might be a little off, but it was something like that. It was a pretty big number, like 15% or something, 10%. And so they just like lit up this guy on social media, this like organization that tries to correct facts. Because what he was trying to say was...
That organization must be really busy right now.
Well, it was just dumb because the guy was like trying to act like adding the Sikh soldier was for inclusivity and all this stuff, you know, PR stunt.
Yeah, it just looked like a douchebag.
They lit him up. Are you looking it up?
Kind of, not really.
I'll look it up.
For which one? What actor it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Was it, what's his name from Australia? That guy hasn't said anything dumb in a while.
Australia?
Oh. Mad Max? That guy?
Oh, Mel Gibson?
Yeah. That sounds like a Mel Gibsonism.
Mel Gibson's pretty out there. Who else is out there in statements?
Oh, so the guy that said the quote was Lawrence Fox.
Don't Never even know him. Him. D-lister.
Yep. Dead air.
I'm looking right here. I don't know who he is either, but...
Oh. You don't need to see his identification.
We don't need to see his identification.
That's a good
These
one.
Aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
He can go about his business.
You can go about your business.
Move along.
Great scene.
Move along.
Phenomenal scene.
You know what scene I like too? And it's perfect to tie in old... Oh, I guess... I don't know what you call him now. Do you call him... Original trilogy, prequels, and postquels. What's the official terminology?
Postquels.
Well, think about it, because they're all grouped into three. So how do you term them?
The original trilogy, which is 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yep.
Prequels, which is 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah, and what do you call 10, 11, 12?
I don't know what you call them. Just
newest trilogy.
Yeah.
Or 79.
I don't think there's a post trilogy or anything. But
I don't know what to call. But okay, so the scene in number two when they're on the planet with the bounty hunters.
The worst Star Wars ever. That's the worst Star Wars.
Agreed. But the beginning scene is pretty badass when they're going into the bar and the guy offers the cigarette and he goes, tells him that he doesn't want the death stick. And that's what Ewan McGregor's like, you don't want a death stick. You're going to go home, rethink your life. And he gives like this whole little speech to this guy.
That's when they had the changer that tried to shoot. Yeah.
And they release like the millipedes into the bedroom.
Creepy.
But it's pretty good. It's like that same scene, right? Like, you know, kind of ties in.
The sound of, I mean, Ewan McGregor, he is like a really good Obi-Wan. Like, I really hope he makes a show because I think it's going to be good.
Me too. You know what he's good at? He's good at wearing capes because when he was in Angels and Demons and when he was the priest.
Shit films.
Well, what was wrong with that movie? It was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. Not a fan of it.
What was wrong with it?
Boring.
Because he's...
The albino.
What?
The albino.
Yeah, it's not that good. Tom Hanks makes Angels and Demons anyways.
Tom Hanks makes every movie he's ever in.
That's true.
He's probably one of, I mean, if not the greatest, one of the greatest actors of our generation.
He's pretty freaking good. That's true.
He kind of, like, the movies that he's in, though, he's always like, it's 90% of the movie is on him.
That's true.
Forrest Gump.
That's true. Castaway.
Castaway. I haven't seen Captain whatever.
Captain Phillips is phenomenal.
Saving Private Ryan.
And yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen the one where he crashes the plane.
Sully.
Oh, Sully was great.
Sully was fun. But again, it's focused on him.
Because he's a lead role. I mean, he's a lead guy.
He's Sully.
Yeah.
What about Saving Mr. Banks? Lead role. Mr. Rogers.
Big.
Yeah.
Big. Phenomenal.
Dun, dun, dun.
There's a lot of hitters out there for him.
Yeah. That thing you do.
Turner and Hooch is, I mean, the dog lead role in my opinion.
Put the slobber everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. It's like when Owen Wilson was in Marley and Me.
Not even
dog
close.
Was far superior to Owen Wilson. Except, fuck, dude, the end's rough.
Dude, any dog movie out there, okay, get you.
Owen Wilson's best film.
Okay, the one.
Wedding Crashers.
Yes,
easy.
Hands down.
Okay. I'm going to probably say you're right, but the one where he's fucking in the other country and he has to get his family out because they're turning the
Thailand,
Americans.
They're in Thailand, aren't they, or some shit?
They're turning the Americans into being the bad guys and he's the only American and they put his face everywhere. And so they're hunting him and his family.
Yeah, I know what you're going to talk
about. You really think he played well in a serious role?
It was a phenomenal movie.
Huh. Is he in any rom-coms too?
A lot.
Rom-com. What the fuck's the name rom-com. Of that movie? It was so good.
Well, he kind of fell off hard when he attempted suicide. So that's where
No Escape. When did he attempt suicide?
A lot.
He tries to kill himself all the time.
Not all the time. Just there's one time.
Starsky and Hutch was pretty good when they try to revamp that.
Look at this. Boom.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Third thing down. Owen Wilson suicide attempt.
Jeez.
He's funny in Night at the Museum. When he plays
not a lead
cowboy.
Role. Not a lead role.
Dude, how?
But a pretty big role.
Okay, Meet the Parents, then he was
you
awesome.
You saw Night at the Museum?
Yeah, what was wrong with it? It's fine.
Taking the niece and nephew out.
Is that?
Please, I hope.
Came out in 2006. We were in high school.
You saw a Night at the Museum in high school?
No.
Okay.
Hall Pass?
Okay, that
you,
was
You, me,
great.
And Dupree?
Hall Pass was a good movie. That was
that
funny. That was...
Oh, dude, Behind Enemy Lines is a great movie. Stackhouse died for these.
Oh, Wonder. Wonder was good. That was more of a more recent one with the kid with the messed up...
Zoolander, which we haven't brought up.
Oh. Yeah, but he's in such a small part of Zoolander.
What?
I mean, it's mostly all about...
He's
Hansel.
A right-hand guy.
He's Hansel. He's
so hot right now.
He's hot.
Let's see. What else do we got?
Oh, the internship?
Internship's funny with Vince Vaughn.
Hall Palace was fucking great. I forgot.
Armageddon?
I don't remember that. Yeah, that
oh, one. Armageddon. That's a great movie. Drillbit Taylor?
Anaconda?
Okay.
Okay,
yes,
we're getting
okay,
we're getting too
let's
bad
get
here.
Off, yeah, this forget is, that. Yeah, bad this, call.
Okay. Decent movie?
No.
I didn't know he tried to kill himself, though, multiple times.
We're reaching down hard when our podcast is going down Owen Wilson topics, boys. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Dude, when you got a fucked up nose... I mean,
his brother gets all the love though.
Luke
Wilson. I mean, Luke. You know, Mitchapalooza
for one movie. He gets all the love for one movie.
No, two.
Yeah, two.
Idiocracy.
Yep.
God, Idiocracy's good.
See, boom.
Yep.
Old School.
Yeah, those excellent. Are the two movies.
Excellent. Film.
Those two movies has made all the money he ever needs in life.
That's a fact.
He's I would set. Stop on. He's on top. Stop now.
Yes.
Don't do anything else.
Yeah. For sure.
He did one of the world's best documentaries.
Yeah, we're there.
And Old School.
Terry Crews is going to be president pretty
old
soon.
Old School's good. Dude, that dude's weird. He's crazy.
Terry Crews?
Yeah. he promotes the shit out of himself, though. That's for sure.
He's on America's Got Talent.
Is he?
Yeah. He took over Nick Cannon.
Huh. Oh, because he's doing Masked Singer.
Yeah. God, shit television nowadays, guys.
Yep.
Don't watch TV.
Haven't heard of it.
Masked Singer? This is like dumb show where like celebrities and sports people
wear costumes.
Wear costumes so
okay.
They don't know who they are.
You guys want to know what I'm stoked about?
Okay.
Yeah.
the new show coming out, Lego Masters.
Oh, okay. We were talking about today too.
I want to see that one.
It's indifferent because I feel like they're going to make it
corny as
real
all
corny,
hell.
Yeah. Well, slapstick.
I don't know. It's just going to be a competition about making stuff out of Legos.
It's going to be like, no, if they made cool. it like battle bots.
I like the cooking shows.
Oh, me too. Yeah, me too.
So I think the Lego shows are going to be good too.
Who are we talking to today that didn't even know what Chopped was?
Everybody at the table.
I haven't seen Chopped one episode.
And you like cooking shows? It's like the number one cooking
Chopped
show.
Chopped is good.
It's probably all drama. I like the actual cooking show.
No, I no feel drama. Like somehow there's going to be drama in this Lego.
Oh, 100%. There's,
I like British Bake Off.
Yeah, that's good. There's not a lot of drama in Chopped, though.
I need 4x2s. Where are the 4x2 pieces? I need, more 4x2
oh, like
pieces.
Like that Ramsey guy?
Oh, like Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Ki- yeah, that to show. Hell and back.
That's what are stupid. You? An idiot sandwich. That's his most famous line, I think.
That was funny. He has one that's not bad. It's on Nat Geo where he like travels the world almost like Bourdain.
It's on the Disney Plus channel.
Oh, is it? Yeah. I've never watched it on there.
Because there's a lot of National Geographic on it. On Disney Plus.
Dude, you know what show isn't on fucking Disney Plus that I wanted to watch? Was Running with Bear Grylls. And that's a Nat Geo show.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not Discovery?
No, it's on Nat Geo.
Huh.
Bear Grylls.
Well, Disney, they own that channel outright or no? Because I know they own...
Yeah, I think they own Nat Geo outright.
And ESPN...
They own 60% of Hulu, which yeah. still baffles me. Like, why is Hulu still even there? Why don't you just...
Because they have the contracts for live sports.
So when it ends, do you think they're just going to fucking... just
no, they're probably make good money. Now, they could rebrand it.
That'd be smart on their part.
Disney Plus with sports.
Well, yeah. Right? They have that package deal where you get ESPN and... Hulu and Disney Plus for like $12 a month.
Yeah.
That's a killer deal.
Yeah, that's a good, pretty good deal.
Jeez, are we running out of things to talk about?
No. I mean, there's all kinds of
stuff. Star Wars.
Good.
I mean, actually, we can go back on the Disney. I mean, Star Wars is great.
Okay, what were you going back to?
Another Disney topic with ESPN Plus. The fight this weekend.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about the fight.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it was trending, Holly Holm's ass hanging out.
Please elaborate.
Well, I didn't notice it directly while I was watching, but I like to look through the Twitter sphere while I'm watching the fight. Because people catch stuff all the time. They rewind it, whatever.
Dude, how do you fucking just, like, do so much shit? Like, how do you even concentrate on the fights if you're looking at Twitter, looking at...
I got two eyeballs. One on the screen, little screen, and one on the big screen.
You going just you.
No, it's like, you know, in a fight, like, there's breaks in between the rounds. There's commercials between the two fights. So, like, usually when a fight ends, I go straight to Twitter between the next bout. Because that's when all the stuff's coming out, right? Like, people notice stuff. People rewind. People catch funny stuff that people like slip up on saying things.
Talk about ass cheeks hanging out.
Exactly. And okay. That's where I came across this was Holly Holm's ass was hanging out.
Was
like
it?
The
but
entire
you
fight.
Watched the fight, so how did you miss it?
Well, because I'm not really staring at that. I'm watching more of the grappling techniques and I don't know. Someone zoomed in on it, posted a picture, and it went nuts on Twitter.
So wait, when you say ass cheek, like the pants
she just
went
had a wedgie
up or
on
down?
One side.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Wedgie on one side. Yeah, one of their short leg side just came up.
Okay, is that a legal move? Wedgie in mid-fight.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm not sure, but you know what they did talk about in the fight?
Because you get to pick them up by their shorts and toss them.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to grab the other opponent's clothes. They mentioned that in the fight.
What? Oh. That seems retarded.
That's illegal, and they talked about women
how is this ultimate fighting? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and then they talked about, too, women have an advantage over men because they can wear shirts. So when they're doing jiu-jitsu...
The women grapplers have a more of
women
a,
yeah. grapplers have a way more advantage, and when they start to sweat, they don't slip on each other, so they can get better holds because they can wear t-shirts.
Personally, I mean, the t-shirt thing just totally takes out, you know, the reason I'd want to watch. I mean,
oh my, they're so flat chested.
What are you
besides
talking
couple,
about?
Besides a couple,
okay, there's a lot actually.
I just think that ultimate fighting should be ultimate fighting. It's fighting. It's not. Oh, you can't pull their pants.
People have shit in the ring.
Oh, that's a fact. That's pretty fucking
and people buy the pants for like hundreds of thousands of dollars.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like people have, you got to go. You don't get a bathroom break. Boom, done. Shit in the ring.
There's nobody that shit in the ring at UFC.
There is,
yes,
there
and
is
people bought the pants for like
how
a
many times?
One that blew
one
up.
One went real famous, but there's a couple
one,
of times.
Yeah, one went viral. Gastrointestinal viral, no big deal.
Stupid. Yeah.
It happens. What are you going to do?
Not shit.
You should quit.
You got 30 minutes.
They're gonna stop the round if that happens.
You think that was like a nervous dump?
That's
like
a biological problem.
Well, they bleed in your eye and your face, and you drink their blood. What's the difference?
You're gonna eat their shit.
Well, I mean, not on purpose. Do you try to?
My God! Imagine that. You're in there grappling.
Two girls, one cup, UFC style.
Oh my God! You're in there grappling, and you just like fucking, you know, trying to get in there, and you fucking smell just shit.
Oh, dude, I would fucking hurl in a heartbeat.
What? That's another thing. What if you threw up mid fight?
The doctor has to call it.
Why wouldn't he call it shit?
Oh, fuck, you're right. Now, is there a difference with if the shit's getting on the mat or the shit's still in their pants? Seriously, because what if the shit's
just
like...
They wear little shorts. They ain't nothing like that.
That's true.
I don't know.
Fuck.
It's bad.
Tweet out to Big John McCarthy. We need some answers. Stat.
From Bellator.
Yeah.
At Big John. Hey, he actually responds. I'll tweet him right now. Hold on.
Okay, we're going to all pause while he tweets him.
No, you guys can still talk, and he's probably not going to respond. But if you want to wait till he responds, then...
Hold on. The whole premise of the thing was Holly Holm's ass cheek was out. That was the only entertaining thing this weekend?
I mean, Cowboy got lit up.
40-second fight?
It was sort of a fluke, and as much as McGregor knocked him out, he got stunned on a fluke hit. He hit the knee unintentionally.
Those shoulders were lethal, though.
No, I know, but he was already
busted his nose.
He was already dazed and confused before that happened.
But the shoulder busted his nose.
Oh, 100%. I can't believe those two shoulder hits fucked him up that bad. And then he tried to blow his nose, and he just swole up.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it.
He did that last time.
He did do that last time.
Did he not learn the fucking...
Was it him or a different fighter?
It was him.
No, but he did.
Diaz did it, too.
No, Cowboy did it.
And his eyes shut.
And his eyes shut when he fought Tony Ferguson.
Oh, you're right.
And then
he
only did it this time after the fight was already stopped when he was already...
Oh, yeah, he was already KO'd. The fight was over.
Stupid. Dub.
Do you think he did that as more of a publicity to make it look like he got his ass beat even more?
No, it's just at that point, it's like, fuck it. Blow the nose. Get the blood out. The fight's over.
Fucking have your eyes swell up like a balloon. Who cares? I wouldn't want that. Just let the blood drip out.
Yeah, dub. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's his last fight, so he doesn't worry about it.
You think so?
It was supposed to be his last fight, right?
No. Who,
Cowboy? I don't think so. His biggest payday.
And it was only like $200,000, right?
I think guaranteed money, but...
Oh, yeah, that's
estimates
just
are about
show.
$5 million.
That's a lot of money, though. Fuck.
I don't know. He keeps losing. I would stop.
I mean, $200,000 just to go for 40 seconds?
That's what she said.
I guess it's good work if you get it.
Fact.
Are you still tweeting up?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
What are you saying? Big John McCarthy, someone shit their pants.
If someone poops, is the fight over? What if they poop and nothing is on the mat? What's the difference between poop and blood?
And slash throw up. Put that in there. Get real vulgar. Silence. Oh, wait. Hold on here. You're.
Dude, that'd be real tough. Semen? You're just smoking some dude in the face, just fucking pounding him. That'd be rough. That'd be almost impossible.
Because they don't really call fights if you have a stomach bug. You're still fucking... You got to fight if you want to get paid. I don't know. Something smells marvelous right now. Is she making like stuffed peppers or something? That's what it smells like.
I think she's making some kind of vegetable thing.
It smells amazing.
It does smell like jalapeno poppers.
Well, it smells like it's like a stuffed bell pepper to me.
Jalapeno poppers?
Oh. Looking for something?
No, I'm just standing up.
Oh, I like it.
Trying to clear my nose out. Let me blow my nose. Oh, my eyes are swollen up. Who am I?
Yeah, but other than that, the fight was all right. I mean, Anthony Pettis got fucking choked.
Yeah.
He's old.
It's and their new format was stupid with this whole teaming up with ESPN Plus.
Yeah, that was dumb. You know, actually, what I enjoyed the best fight was the first fight on the prelim, and everyone made fun of it.
I didn't
the
watch
Dover
it.
The Dover fight?
I didn't watch it.
Oh, it was a good fight.
I only tuned in for like the last like four fights.
So the full main card?
Yeah.
Main card was five fights.
Yeah.
There's tons of celebrities there, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So you know what I'm going to use to drive to a UFC fight someday?
Yeah, what?
A Tesla.
No big deal.
A Tesla.
A Tesla.
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 Which Tesla are you going to drive?
The Model Y.
Is that going to happen?
I don't know. My wife wants one. Might happen. We're on the list for the Cybertruck, just like Bear over here.
Hell yeah. Might as well. It's $100. I don't know what my number is. Do you? I don't know how to read the number. Online they say there's like a way to read the number to calculate what number you are.
Yeah.
But I just haven't spent that much time looking at it.
Hey babe. Did you book the Cybertruck under your account? I'll log in and see if I can see it.
I'm gonna bring mine up too. I don't know. There's like
ways. Do you have the Tesla app downloaded yet?
No, I should though.
All right, this is going to be excellent podcasting. We're both logging into a website.
I saw that they're talking about Model Ys starting delivery maybe next month.
Did you log in with yours to get the Cybertruck? Okay.
Oh. Thank you for your order. Okay, I found my number. Now, your number is going to be way better than mine. Should be.
Yeah, it should, hopefully.
What are you? Are you in, like, what, the thousands?
Well, that's what's weird. I don't know how to read it, but yeah. There's something to do where, like, you take the third number, the fourth number, I don't know, and then, like, it's supposed to tell you.
Wait, there's multiple numbers on there?
Yeah. I try to read how to read a reservation number. Let's see.
Is it a binary?
Probably. Oh my god, dude, the FAQs. You gotta read through all this? Hell no. You know what they need to bring to the mobile app for iPhone is to be able to search on a web page, like a find.
Okay, I'm logging into Tesla right now, hold on.
No, no one? There's sometimes when I'm reading documents on my phone that are like 30 pages long and I just want to find the key word.
Oh,
there's
you a can way just to do a find?
There's a way to do that.
Well, how do you do that?
I don't know, I gotta look it up. There is a find, though.
There's a lookup, but I don't know how that works. I don't know how to do a find.
I think it is a lookup.
But the lookup just opens up another Google search, I think, doesn't it?
Let's see here.
Yeah, see, it just opens up dictionaries and stuff.
Dude, this is like the most dead air on a podcast ever.
This is important, though.
No. I apologize to all the people who thought this was a good podcast. I don't know her password.
What? You don't know the password?
Where did you find the number?
It's in the email.
Oh, it's in the email?
Yeah.
She might have sent me the email. Oh, she's going to send it to me. Hold on.
There's like some way where you take the two numbers. I don't know what the fuck. And then you do something.
But what number were you?
Let's see. Let me go back to the email. I am number 11282954.
What?
Yeah.
Did it start with RN?
Yep.
No way are we 11274678.
That's probably right.
We immediately did this.
It starts at some arbitrary number. You have to find it.
Are you Googling on how to find out where you are on the Cybertruck list? What if I'm like number 3? That'd be awesome.
Sell that shit. You know how much money you'd make?
No.
You'd probably
sell
of
for
money.
$1,000.
At least.
People. Can I sell it for what a Model Y would cost?
I don't know about
that. Oh, that'd be awesome.
That'd be a good deal.
That'd be brilliant. You'd have to be like, fuck yeah.
Oh, she sent it.
3's pretty high.
Are you still looking it up?
I'm trying.
I want to know what number I am. There should be a calculator out there or something.
It shouldn't be this hard.
No, it shouldn't be this hard. But anyway.
Well, speaking of Tesla, what else is going on with Tesla? Why? New batteries?
Stock market soaring.
So that's the hard part, like the battery stuff. Because I feel like if you buy the Model Y in probably 6 months, there's going to be the new batteries. And then you're going to be super sad about that. Because the range on the Model Y dual motor is 280.
Is that for long range or performance?
Long range.
I thought the long range was over 300.
For the two-wheel drive one, it's 300. So the two-wheel drive one won't come out until 2021, but they think the dual motor one will come out way sooner. They're talking about possibly on the 29th on Elon Musk's stock or his earnings call.
Yeah.
He might announce an early delivery. And some people are guessing March or February.
Dude, that's right around the corner.
Dude, the stock will go ape shit if he announces that.
Well, all the I saw all the internal employees were already getting theirs, which is like a big major step.
Yeah,
delayed. That's what I'm just gonna. I'm gonna win.
No way, it will not be delayed. It's ahead of schedule, guaranteed. I mean, because it's 90% or it said 80% or whatever of Model 3 parts, so the manufacturing is pretty much
there.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens.
I saw something else too. I saw that Tesla had an official release on how the gas pedal works.
Oh yeah, because people said it was artificially accelerating or whatever.
That was funny. But. And people were like, "He doesn't pull no punches. He just says people are bad drivers."
Yeah. Well, that's true. That's a goddamn fact. I think that. So our friend that has the Model 3, he was kind of tripping because he gets in his car. He's got the Model 3. It's supposed to go 320 miles, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So he gets in his... When he took it home from the dealer, it was like 300 miles. Now, when he gets in the car,
yeah,
it's like 260.
That's no bueno.
Well, so he was tripping. So he started doing research, doing some math. Come to find out that the... advertised 320, 5% is taken off the top for reserve.
Okay.
So you can, that lowers it to a certain amount.
Makes sense.
Then they say to only charge it to 90% because it doesn't actually damage the battery.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
So
that.
After that, he's down to what, 260 or 270?
So he's right where he should be.
He's right where he should be, but he was just like tripping at first because he's like, "I'm supposed to get 300 miles. This is bullshit."
I saw the other thing was like, but it sometimes can skew the stats too if you go on short distances a lot. They're like, you just got to take it on a long drive sometimes to reset and redo some of the calibration.
He did say they could take it in and do like a hard reset or something too. So
when I looked on the Reddit feeds too, it looked like a lot of people have switched to battery percentage over mileage because that's a little bit more accurate in the electricity world than like worrying, oh fuck, I got 280 miles. It's more important to be like, I got 10% of battery left.
Yeah, but if you don't know what that equates into miles, then you're screwed.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's not much difference, but it just goes to like, okay, when you do the Tesla app to tell you where to go, it'll be like, okay, you'll arrive here with 10% battery.
Oh yeah, that makes
instead
sense.
Of mileage.
Yeah,
because who cares if it's 1 mile or 10%? At least yeah, you only have 10% of battery.
That's true.
I don't know. It's just a different way of thinking about it, I guess.
These are things you guys are gonna have to start thinking about really, really hard now.
The problem is that stupid Cybertruck won't fit in our garage. It's too big.
Oh boy.
I'm not gonna charge that thing outside. Would be lame.
I have looked at videos or pictures online where people ran power like right outside, like a perfect, like if you put it on the next to your house, a lot of RV access places, and then they just have it coming right out of a window or something.
Huh. That's
I'll put a box.
I got my breakers right there, so that'd be easy to run off of it.
Yeah.
Breaker. I like the Y too.
Did you find the thing yet?
Nothing talks about the number.
Dude, the Y though, the whole roof is just one giant piece of glass. There's no beam that goes in between it. The engineering is phenomenal in those cars. Our buddy at work was watching this YouTube video of this guy. He's like an aerospace pioneer.
Yeah.
And he loves Tesla. He actually bought two Model 3s to tear them apart.
Oh, geez.
And he buys all the electric cars and tears them apart. And he says Tesla's motors are still 3 to 4 years ahead of everybody else's motors.
Oh, man.
So they're like leaps and bounds ahead in battery and motor technology in front of any other company.
Okay, I found something on what the lowest reported number online is. So there's obviously could be lower numbers, but this is the lowest that someone shared.
Okay.
1-1.
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me see what mine is. Okay, go.
1-1-2-7-4-4-1-2-4.
So I guess I'm not too far off.
What was yours?
127.46718.
Oh.
So you could be like 2,000.
We got you now. We're going to steal your guys'
There's a whole doc spreadsheet on here where people put their city, their time that they purchased, and their reservation number.
Oh, my gosh.
It's on Tesla's website. Well, Tesla form. So let's see. What was mine? So if the lowest reported is 441, I'm pretty high up there.
Well, you did it like 2 days after or the next
morning.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm 1,128.
One what?
Yeah, so like 100,000. I'm like 100,000.
Damn.
Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not going to do any more research, but there could be a difference, be a tri-motor or a single or dual. I don't know.
That's true. I did dual because that's the first delivery. You did tri, which is the latest.
Not anymore. Got moved up.
Yeah, that's true. Because he needs three motors.
He does.
Two's not enough.
Fuck no.
Going off-roading, boys.
I would want it for the 500-mile range, though. That's pretty sweet.
That's pretty much why I picked it. But like you said, if the new batteries come out, maybe some more efficiency, dude, the 3, the Y could easily get there.
Dude, 5%.
At least close.
No, not the 3.
5%?
You didn't fit in the 3 comfortably.
No, not me personally. I just meant range-wise.
Oh, yeah.
5% off the battery life of 500-mile range. 90% charging. Dude, you're only going to get like 200 miles on that battery.
Tell me about it.
You know what? The S is getting a 380.
Fuck. That's pretty good.
And they don't even have the Model 3 batteries in it. They're supposed to put the new batteries in them.
No big deal.
And they still get free supercharging.
That is the kind of cool. MLB all, yeah.
So the X and the S still get free supercharging.
X going to give it to you.
Going to give it to you. So that kills the Tesla topic. What's next? Are we done? Are we caught up?
You guys wanted to talk about Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I thought it was real good. Way better than 8.
Yeah, I agree.
My order of new show episodes is probably 9, 7, 8.
Yeah, I think that's across the board. People are down with that.
I really enjoyed the last one. I thought they did a real good wrap up a bunch of stuff.
I don't know, with the kiss scene. That was kind of dumb.
I thought it was fine.
Didn't even see it. Knew that was going to happen.
Of course. Everyone did.
Totally going to make out.
Yeah.
And then they're going to, you know, somehow baby's going to pop out.
No, kiss of death, actually.
A force baby.
No, kiss of death. He died.
I figured.
From the kiss. Spoiler.
Was there any tongue?
I don't know. I didn't zoom in.
Did she hit him with the poison lips like Poison Ivy did?
Yeah. Oh, fuck. You remember that movie when it came out?
Yeah. I remember that move.
Arnold was terrible. Yeah, she kissed Robin, but he had the wax lips on.
Yep.
I rewatched some Rogue
Shitty
One
candy.
The other day.
Oh, you rewatched Rogue One?
That might the be best, one of the better Star Wars movies, honestly.
Yeah, Rogue One's real good.
Better than Solo, too. I think it's better than Solo.
Oh, by far, but I enjoy Solo.
Solo was okay.
Solo was good. They picked a good guy to play him.
Kind of dragged for a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Solo, I'm very happy that I waited until Netflix to watch Solo.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember if I went to the movies or not. I can't remember.
I did. Dude, of course you did. You go to the movies for everything.
Yeah. The next thing we're going to is I'm getting roped into going to Bad Boys this weekend.
Oh, my gosh.
You
are you kidding me?
You
want
to go to Bad Boys.
No,
dude, you're really
going
to go see that?
I'm getting wrapped into going.
Tiffany or Mrs. Bear loves it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got super good reviews, which of course don't mean shit because we watched Knives Out. Fucking terrible movie. And it got like a 90 on the Rotten Tomatoes. And like every fucking critic and audience person is like, it's so good. It was very slow.
Oh my gosh. I think the next, well, besides 1917, I want to see Antlers. I don't know if you guys seen that trailer for that horror movie, Antlers.
I have seen it.
That I don't like horror really movies.
Good. Go see 1917.
All right, I'm going to go see that for sure.
Oh, wait.
Good.
I'll wait till it comes out.
It's very slow. Very slow.
Then why the hell are you telling me to go see it?
It's good, though.
Have you seen Dunkirk?
Yes.
It's as slow as Dunkirk?
Easily.
Oh, boy.
You're just watching a guy run through a field like the whole
and
movie.
But it's shot, like I said, one shot, right?
It's all one shot.
That, I don't want to see that.
I want to see that.
I saw it on YouTube, that was filming it, and I'm like,
it's, oh, so it's just like
the one continuous shot? Yeah. That looks sweet.
So it like, so the wife's perspective, right, is like what she enjoyed from the movie was A, it's like she goes into a war movie with very little killing, right? It's more about the story. There's hardly any killing, if any at all.
No way.
Yeah, because it's just him trying to save.
Dude, but in the trailer, like, it has him running through fields of people getting blown up and stuff. There has to be.
But that kind of gets glanced over because it's so fast. You don't get to really focus on any of that. It's not like Saving Private Ryan where, like, they're zooming in on dead bodies. There's fucking a battle going down. It's like
there's no mama scene.
No.
That's a
well, tough after the opening scene of Private Ryan, it doesn't get that graphic anymore, right?
Oh,
it's
dude.
More about the story?
Story, yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Story, yes, yeah. But remember when freaking there's some, like, when two guys in their platoon die,
yeah,
there's some freaking raw emotion in those scenes.
Yeah.
There's not much of that in the movie. It's
Vin Diesel.
It's really, yeah, Vin Diesel's best role.
Fact. 100%.
Better than Pitch Black?
Pitch Black is
Pitch
up
Black's
there.
Pitch Black's good. That's number two.
The only thing in downfall of Pitch Black is the fact that he made Chronicles of Riddick and
God, I know, just ruined
Triple
it.
X.
Oh, dude.
The Xander Zone.
Xander Zone.
The best Fast and the Furious is 3 with him.
Oh, okay. I'm not on Fast and Furious topic. Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, fuck Fast and Furious.
But it was funny. He was only in it for like 10 seconds.
Worst movies ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's why it was his best.
That's why I said.
Iron Giant is actually his best movie.
Oh, 100%. I will watch Iron Giant to this day.
Yeah.
It's that good.
Who made Iron Giant? Was it
a Pixar? Sony?
No, it was before Pixar. It was even Pixar, I think.
Let's look at it.
Into the mic. That's
it's all good, you know. It happens when you're sick.
Are you getting over it, or are you getting sick again, dude?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh! Because Brandon was sitting next to me, all sniffling today too.
Yeah, he's getting over it. I think.
Oh, it's Warner Brothers.
Warner
Brothers anime.
Warner Brothers.
I'm glad you guys weren't there today because I was hacking in that corner.
You would have gotten our QB just fucking livid.
Why that fucker comes in sick?
Yeah, I know, but I don't know.
Fuck that.
Yep.
He had some weird stories telling us today, so we won't. There's not a lot of details specifically, but he went out with a group of friends, went to a bar that's specifically mostly Crips. So they were in the wrong crowd.
Okay.
Went in there. Lady starts getting all over his jock. He's kind of like trying to play it off, like, no, I don't want you. I don't want you.
Word up.
Yeah. Exactly. Next thing you know, he says the conversation turns, lifts up her shirt, has fresh bullet holes in her gut from just
with
getting
bandages,
shot.
She just got shot.
And her husband just got murdered during a drive-by. Got kicked out of the bar for trying to lick him.
ask him about that tomorrow. That's tomorrow, a crazy story.
I heard you got licked by a crypt.
Was this a... I won't say the title of the bar, but downtown on our...
No.
This
was South Areas.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was crazy stories. Like, we went in there, wrong club, or, you know, wrong scene,
it's
all
like
the above.
Animal House when they walk into that that blues bar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's exactly what it's like, but I don't think it was wrong. No, because of he was meeting up his old buddies, and that's the bar that they hang out at, supposedly.
No, I hear, but still, you know.
I'm not down with that. That's crazy.
It's like walking in 7440, you know, you just don't do that shit.
7440? There's nothing wrong with 7440.
For us.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
That's
Fight Club, though. 7440's Fight Club. Was back in the day.
I will say this. I haven't been in there in a long time. Dude, the backside looks massive from the street.
Oh, it's big. Yeah, I've been back there. It's huge.
I've never been back there.
Never been in there.
We should go sometime.
Not with what you just saying that we should not go in there.
H.A., baby.
Yeah,
all
tons
day.
Of them.
Fuck H.A.
that.
All day.
What
do you mean?
What's the difference?
Dude, stabbings.
Would you rather be... Honestly, would you rather be stabbed or shot?
Stabbed.
I don't know, because you can get someone on the way back out, too, on a good stabbing. When you get shot, if it's clean and through, like, it's going to be painful as shit.
How about neither?
Like Scarface. When it went in and out, man. When we're in and out. When it got shot right in the shoulder. Yeah. Remember that?
That's true. I don't want either. But I feel like a stabbing, you're going to feel it both ways, right? You're going to feel it in a little twist and back out where the bullet so fast is straight through you. As long as it goes straight through you.
I don't know.
If it hits bone or some shit, fuck that.
Oh, bone, you're dead.
But imagine a knife going into your forearm.
I wouldn't want anything.
I don't know, me either.
Why'd you
just
choose
saying.
The forearm?
Because that was the first bone that came to my mind.
Oh, okay.
Like, if you get stabbed in the gut.
Forearm bone. You know that?
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck is the name of it.
I don't know either.
It's like.
It's the radius or the ulna.
It's like today when we were talking about your funny bone being on your hip.
Oh, yeah.
That
another,
was funny.
Another coworker says, oh,
wait,
did you get it on your
the
funny
tibia
bone?
Or the fibia? The tibia, the fibia are legs.
Those are on your legs.
Yeah.
Radius and ulna's on the front.
And your femur?
And your humerus is your upper arm bone.
And your weenus is your...
That's true.
Yeah.
That's where the pleasure happens.
Did you guys ever drop that in middle school?
I'm touching your weenus.
Yep.
Yeah.
The word weenus didn't exist when I was in middle school.
Oh my goodness.
Like the epidermis or some shit is like the largest organ in the
That's
body.
The skin.
Yeah.
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 Boom. Fact.
Boom. Mic drop.
Boom. Roasted.
Yeah. Roasted.
Oh yep. My goodness. We're not only a, you know, comical podcast.
We're medical.
We're medical too, guys. We're getting in the medical field.
I might have the coronavirus. I'll let you guys know.
Oh my God.
Have you not been following that shit?
Dude, you
first
better...
fucking reported case in the United States.
Was it coming over.
Sacramento?
No. Where was it?
I think it was east. Back east.
It was fucking blowing up on the Twitter.
Those cookies here. You brought in.
Yeah.
Oh, we're done.
Fuck. God damn. Do not eat Chinese cookies.
They're
individually wrapped, fool.
Actually, fortune cookies actually are made.
On a side note, right now it's trending. A bunch of people shot in Vegas at a mall.
Oh, fuck. Kidding me?
Why do so many people get shot these days? Jeez.
Let me see. Derek Jeter was not unanimous vote into the Hall of Fame.
Okay, so now we've gone down to him reading his Twitter feed.
I'm trying to find the norm.
Oh, right here.
The coronavirus. I said norovirus.
First confirmed coronavirus case identified in the U.S. Let's see here. Where is it at?
I thought it was just white girls that got wasted on Corona.
That's the only way you fight it is you just drink a six-pack of Corona with limes and you're set.
That's the key is you need the lime in the Corona because if you don't, it'll just come back.
Yeah.
Is it okay? Okay. Let's see here. What to know about the mysterious illness? It's pneumonia-like. You remember who got real sick off of pneumonia-like symptoms?
No.
Someone's wife?
Okay, Washington State. Not back east.
Bad news.
Oh, dude, that's fucking real close. Viruses can, sneeze, and
God,
you can come from Washington to California
right now?
I'm just saying.
Man from Washington State returned home after a trip to Wuhan, China.
You pronounce that very well.
Yeah, good job. Nailed it.
Ni hao.
Karaoke.
Zik, yik.
Yeah, fuck this, dude.
Hundreds of people have been infected by the virus.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
How do you get rid of it?
But let's be fair, that's hundreds in a country of billions.
Yeah, but it's kind of like Ebola. It was hundreds, and it was an epidemic.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if it gets out of hand or it gets uncontrollable, boom, it's donezo.
Okay, this is trending too, but I thought this has been known for like a decade, but apparently Ozzy Osbourne revealed he's been diagnosed with Parkinson's.
Dude, I know. Hold on.
Did he not have that for like
shake
years
like this?
Ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
They couldn't have figured that out like 10 years ago?
You don't even need to be a medical professional to spot that one.
No. Not really.
Honestly, when I see him, I don't see anybody else but Michael J.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. I guess they're coming out with a prequel to the Hunger Games book series.
Dumb.
Okay. The movies were badass. A lot better than I thought they were going to be.
Fuck. Why are you not reading about fucking this coronavirus? Dude, it's spread through the air by coughing and sneezing.
Dude, right, you're coughing like crazy
and
right now.
And shaking hands with another person.
My gosh. Shake my hands.
Dude, you need to be freaked out about this.
Five countries, six people have died.
Oh my God, dude. Fuck, start drinking beer now.
Dude, you just traveled south. A lot of Chinese in the southern states.
Just so you know, there's no vaccine for humans. And most people will recover on their own, though.
Good.
You know what's good for it? A room humidifier, a hot shower, and pills. That's what it says. Drink a lot of liquids.
Pills? What kind of pills?
It doesn't say. It just says take a normal.
Start popping pills.
I paraphrase, but it just says take flu like over-the-counter medicine.
I'm on trucker meth right now.
How do you feel?
I don't know. I can take a nap. It's not working for me.
So right now the cases in China...
It says wash your hands for 20 seconds to prevent it.
440 cases in China and with a death toll up to 9.
Jeez.
I wonder what's so special about it. It's just another strand.
Probably because they don't have any kind of... what's it called? Virus fighter.
It's kind of amazing to me, like the Asian countries where they wear a lot of like masks and are kind of into, you know, dude, being cleanliness.
But it's so compact.
Yeah, there's so many people, you're bound to get sick.
Look at where we work. One person comes in sick, the whole place is wrecked.
That's true.
Fuck.
We need some better ventilation in there, boys. I'm bringing a humidifier.
What do you think is the best way to prevent sickness in a situation like that?
Wash your hands constantly.
I don't even think that works. I mean, we sanitize a lot. I sanitize a lot.
I think so, too. There's just certain times where it's in the air. You just breathe it, yeah. Whatever. Like, there's no way around it.
Yeah.
It's like World War Z, dude. You're infected.
Yeah.
It's done.
Well, I'm not coming in tomorrow. You guys sold me.
We're going to tell everyone you're Corona.
No. Don't do it.
Yeah. H1N1.
It's okay. We were over at his place last night. He's got coronavirus, but we're coming into work, boys.
Yeah.
Party the elder virus.
I feel like I'm going.
just down a couple of those. You'll be set.
Alcohol is fantastic.
Speaking of which,
medicine.
This alcohol cabinet is phenomenal. Oh, at Wireless Freak's house.
The tiki thingy majigger?
It's phenomenal. You know what it kind of reminds me of?
Huh.
It reminds me of like a workshop stool, like the metal workshop stools.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of.
Or some kind of 50s medical thing.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I was going to go. You know what would fit perfectly in there, even though it's not theme-wise it doesn't fit, is that Crystal Head vodka would fit in there.
See, I thought you were going to say dildos. Because that's where your mind was going to go. I knew you were thinking it.
Well, I mean,
are you serious? Dude, what I said was way more accurate. What would kind of fit? It doesn't fit the theme per se, but it would kind of fit with that weird kind of. It's almost like if you had like heads and shit in there.
Butt plugs.
There are heads in there. I mean, they're tiki mugs.
Yeah, no, shrunken heads and stuff.
There's
would be
two
awesome.
Shrunken head tiki mugs in there.
Look at the one in the back. That's kind of elongated.
That looks like a dildo.
Dildos.
You're like, I'm at the nose. I'm past the nose.
Fill me up. I need another one.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Jeez, on that note. We probably should write it down.
All right.
That's fair.
Ladies and gents, our listeners out there, this has been another episode 102 of the No Big Deal Show. Thanks for listening. I am No Name Kane.
Bear the Terror.
Wireless Freak, and I apologize for coughing in the mic the whole night.
Peace.
We still work.